Please rise for the chanting of the psalm.
Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet.
He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loves.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding.
God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore.
Dear fellow redeemed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We said, awesome. The Lord Most High is awesome. That doesn't mean, however, what it means in modern speech, which I'm afraid has pretty much ruined the word awesome, emptying it of most of its important meaning, making it a synonym for okay or very good or even cool. He really is awesome. That is, his presence evokes wonderment, reverence, and fear and trembling. But even that word is perhaps not quite so good as the King James translation had it, terrible. Luther's German translation had erschrecklich, frightening, or terrifying. So why would we celebrate singing in this week of cantata, the singing church? Why would we celebrate singing with a psalm about a God who is terrible, frightening, or terrifying? Well, on the way to our singing, some terrifying and awesome things have happened. After the kingdom of Israel was divided, with Israel in the north and Judah in the south, a group of combined foreign powers, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites, and the Arabians, formed an alliance against Judah and King Jehoshaphat. God's prophet in Judah told Jehoshaphat and his army to take their positions for battle, but then to stand still. The battle is not yours, but God's, the prophet said. And in that battle, the battle that ensued, Judah was victorious without fighting, without lifting a finger. God turned the heathen against each other, so that in mistrust they turned their arms against their allies, and they destroyed each other to the last man. And Psalm 47 is the song of thanksgiving sung on that occasion by the sons of Korah of Judah. It acknowledges how frightening and how terrible this God must be for the heathen, that this God would subdue them in such a way. He is not just the God of Judah. He is the God over all of the earth, and the heathen must stand in fear of him. And it is so much the more clear that the children of Judah now, at least for a while, know that their good fortune, their inheritance, is from God, not from their own strength, not from their own doing. Now, in this season of Easter, we are still warmed by the glow of the resurrection. The great victory of our Lord God, Jesus, over those allied forces of Satan who have conspired to preach death and evil to all men. But Satan is defeated. Our own sin is defeated. It is defeated by God's hand, not by ours. And what is more, we now hear, as we now near the festival of the Ascension, in which he leaves us to prepare a place for us, it is no accident that the church has dedicated a Sunday of this season to celebrate singing in Cantata Sunday. And so in the glow of the resurrection and in view of his ascension, we are called to sing. The psalm says, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, and sing praises. And our song, well, it is this, that the victory belongs to God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's church is compelled to sing, Hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Blessing and honor and power and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever. Amen. That is the song of the singing church. The faith born of this great victory of our God demands even more singing. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The Psalms are the beginning of the singing of God's church, the church of Christ, the Messiah. It sings Psalm 98, O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. In fact, the entire gospel can be sung in the songs given us in the Word of God. It sings its confession, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison. It sings his gospel, Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Our joy and thanksgiving for the gospel can know nothing but such a never-ending song. Even the voice, which cannot carry a tune, even the voice, which is muted, is nonetheless angelic before God as it sings in its heart of this salvation. Moses led the children of Israel in song when they had crossed the Red Sea, delivered from Egypt. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. And so we too must continue to sing. God's people will not cease singing so long as they believe the gospel. Philip Nicolai captured that singing of the gospel in his Queen of the Chorales, How Lovely Shines the Morning Star, in the verse, "Lift up the voice and strike the string. Let all glad sounds of music ring in God's high praises blended. Christ will be with me all the way, today, tomorrow, every day, till traveling days be ended. Sing out, ring out, triumph glorious, O victorious, chosen nation, praise the God of your salvation." Amen. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of the faithful to be of one will. Grant unto your people that they may love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may always be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.